Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get in the know. Non-stop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com. Purple Daily, presented by Surly Brewing Company.
Football.
Vikings Vent Line, happy holiday weekend to you, wherever you are. If you're on the lake, if you're on a boat, if you're at home. Doesn't matter. It's Vikings Vent Line. We still bring it to you on Sunday. We bring it to you every Sunday during the offseason and, of course, during the Vikings regular season and hopefully playoffs this year. Mackie, Judd, and myself will welcome a bunch of Vikings fans on to talk about the Vikings games. But also during the offseason, I like to still bring on fans to talk about the offseason, talk about the trades, talk about expectations coming up. I'm going to have my guy Mac here, who's about to join me in just a little bit, to talk some 2022 expectations and whatnot. Of course, this show of Vikings Vent Line and Purple Daily is powered by Surly Brewing Company. If you're in town, go to the Surly Brew Hall. Great spot to enjoy a summer day or find any of the local beverages, the Furious, the Supreme, the Surly Hell. Plenty of great options from Surly Brewing. They are a proud sponsor of Score North and, of course, TCL. It's football season. It'll be around the corner here in just a couple months. So make sure you get a nice new fancy TCL television. Enjoy more of what you love with TCL. Vikings Vent Line, if you'd like to get in on a future episode, shoot me an email for the YouTube audience. It's scrolling across the bottom of the screen. It's VikingsVentLine@gmail.com. VikingsVentLine@gmail.com. I still have some fans that email me all the time, so please shoot me more emails. I'll gladly get you on a show. I'd like to continue this show, obviously, throughout the entire offseason. So, I mean, we're like a little more than 2 months away from the regular season opening. Obviously, so we would love to hear from you. Shoot me an email, VikingsVentLine@gmail.com. Intros and pleasantries aside, let's get a guy Mac in here. Mac is down in Atlanta, Georgia. We were talking off mic. You grew up in Minnesota, but then you moved to Georgia when you were seven, and you have adopted all the Atlanta teams except the Falcons. You have remained a Vikings fan.
That's right. Yeah, if you look around my office, which you can't see for the most part, you'll see some Braves memorabilia. Last year was a great year, winning the World Series and all of that. But my primary focus is on Vikings football. I love your podcast. Thanks so much for bringing me on. I'm a daily listener. Usually enjoy the podcast while I'm at the gym or working. But really appreciate the opportunity to come on. Thanks, Declan.
Yeah, man, of course. So when the Braves won the World Series, that must have been awesome, though, right? Like Minnesota sports, like the Vikings just want one. The Braves, obviously, when was the last time they won? Before
2021.
95, right. Yeah, they had the great teams in the 90s and whatnot. But yeah, the Falcons, you're not going to be rooting for the Atlanta Falcons anytime soon. You made that decision very quickly in your life.
Absolutely not.
Good for you. Yeah, I mean, that's another miserable fan base. You're doing the right thing not rooting for both them, because you're just like asking for double type of heart wrenching stuff, right?
Yeah, if
you're
I'll root against the Saints, that's for sure. But
there you go.
Not the only similarity.
I love that. Mac, let's talk a little Kirk Cousins here. I'm curious on what your thoughts are. So obviously we're Mackie, Judd, myself, we get a little bad narrative sometimes that we hate Kirk Cousins. I don't think we hate Kirk Cousins. We just have high expectations for him. So I'm curious on your just thoughts of Kirk, but also as it pertains to this season, do you see a scenario where Kirk Cousins can carry the Vikings, potentially to a Super Bowl or wherever, how far they go? Do you think Kirk Cousins can carry the Vikings in 2022?
So I think that's a pretty broad question, right? I think my general answer is yes. I do. I'm one of the Kirk subscribers. I'm not a crusader, I wouldn't say, but I do think he could carry the Vikings to the Super Bowl this year. But I do think there has to be a lot of things to go right. You know, I know when Kirk came to the Vikings, he came in, you know, Super Bowl was more or less the expectation. Obviously it didn't play out that way in Mike Zimmer's offense, but now with Kevin O'Connell, I think he has a history with Kevin O'Connell. I think he's got a real shot with the change in scheme. But like I said, you know, there has to be a lot of things that go right. I think the improved offensive line, assuming Christian Darrisaw is a great year and Bradbury's okay, will be important. I think a great running game and a healthy Dalvin Cook, and healthy is the important word there. And then Jefferson and Thielen continuing to produce. I think it's a possibility this year. I think the first step is the division and in week one, beating Green Bay and getting the year off to a good start. But I think he can carry the team. I think he has to have the pieces, but I think he can be the leader that he needs to be.
And by the way, you told me you were coming up in to week one at U.S. Bank Stadium. And you've been there before, correct? But this is the first time it's Vikings-Packers?
I have. This is my first Vikings-Packers. I've been to the stadium, though. I love the stadium. So excited. And I don't know. I think it's just going to be a breath of fresh air with the new regime in there and the fans getting loud. And yeah, I'm super excited. Hopefully we can get the year off to a good start with a win, but I've listened to your podcast before and I know the different scenarios. I think if we, a loss is still okay. But hoping for that win week one.
Mac, what is your thoughts on Kevin O'Connell? You know, yeah, he's this offensive guru. He's worked with Kirk before. You know, I just feel like to your point, to a lot of other people's points, that it's that breath of fresh air that you just mentioned. What are your expectations also for Kevin O'Connell in his first year as Vikings head coach?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, right, I think in Los Angeles, Sean McVay was still calling the plays, right? So I think it's going to be a big, big change for him. But I think having the experience with Sean McVay and having the experience, especially with Kirk Cousins coming in, I mean, I think he can do a great job. I think his game management is yet to be seen as a head coach. I mean, hopefully he can make some good use of the timeouts, unlike what we saw sometimes last year. But I think he's going to be great. I'm not going to be too down if he has a subpar year, but I really think we can be great this next year.
And also, the Packers have still obviously controlled the NFC North for the better part of the last 4 years. Do you feel like with them losing Devontae Adams, Aaron Rodgers up there in age, but still looking like he's still Aaron Rodgers, do you feel like the North is not as stranglehold as it used to be by Green Bay? Do you think the Vikings can eventually succeed them as maybe potentially as early as 2022?
Yeah, I think the Vikings definitely have a chance to take the division this year. I think their defense obviously has to get better. Going forward, I think their defense is going to be a huge part of their team. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I think Aaron Rodgers always just scares me with just his presence, honestly, and the leader he is. But I think the Vikings, honestly, with the loss of Devontae and others on the Packers, I think the Vikings have the better team. I think they just need to make sure that it works with Kevin O'Connell and Kirk at the helm.
You briefly talked about the defense there, and obviously Mike Zimmer, that was his bread and butter, but the last two seasons, injuries and just ineffectiveness, poor scheming, and maybe a little bit of bad luck, but that's definitely the smallest chunk of the pie there. The Vikings defense now gets Ed Donatell. You have now Za'Darius Smith and Danielle Hunter, hopefully healthy. Do you feel like this Vikings defense, it might not return to what it was 4 or 5 years ago when it was number one defense in the league, but what are your thoughts on the Vikings defense in 2022?
Yeah, I think this is a really good opportunity for the Vikings defense. I think, if I'm not mistaken, they were ranked in the 20s last year in overall defense. And this year, with, like you mentioned, with Za'Darius Smith and a healthy Danielle Hunter, I think there's going to be a lot more pressure on opposing quarterbacks. I think also at the cornerback position, I think it was huge to re-sign Patrick Peterson. I think he's a great player, and I think he's probably a lot past his prime, but his leadership in the locker room is going to be enormous. I think, Cam Dantzler baffled me during the season. I didn't fully understand what was going on. Bashaud Breeland was obviously not great at all. I know you all have Cam Dantzler on the list to break out. I can see that as well. So I'm really excited to actually get to see him prosper in a new defense. Coming from the draft, I know a lot of Vikings fans especially when that pick rolled around and we passed it up, especially to the Lions, we're kind of wondering what was going on. When I saw that they picked Lewis Cine, I honestly didn't know too much about Lewis Cine. But then actually doing the research into him, I mean, I think he's going to prepare great alongside Harrison Smith. And going forward, I think if we can get in the top 15, top 12, maybe, I think the offense is going to propel the team to be great.
Yeah, it feels like if the defense can honestly just like be league average in terms of just like points and yardage wise, you know, I think if Hunter and Za'Darius Smith are healthy, well, they're going to have probably legitimately one of the better defensive fronts that can get after the quarterback and sack the quarterback. And with their weakness at corner, you know, yeah, Pat P is past his prime, but serviceable. Cam Dantzler has played well, but also has just been kind of up and down his first 2 years in the league. And you don't really know how well that cornerback group is going to play. If Hunter and Za'Darius Smith can be two guys that consistently get after the quarterback and make their lives hell, well, that's just going to make everything on the defense a lot easier. And I think you're right. If they're between that 15 to 12 range, or even in, you know, the 20 to 15 range from a defensive standpoint, they should 100% probably be in a playoff team because their offense should be cooking. And if everyone's healthy. So yeah, I just thought Zimmer lost his fastball, you know, towards the last few years. I was kind of a Zimmer stan. I wouldn't know if like I was on the front lines of it, but I liked Mike Zimmer a lot, but it was time, you know, at the fact that he couldn't coach defense anymore, it kind of made the locker room all anxious and angry. It was time to go. And I hope he eventually surfaces again. He's been really quiet these the last like 4 or 5 months. He's been fired. So like, I don't know what Zim's up to.
What is he up to? What is he up to?
I know. I've seen like pictures on Reddit and on Vikings Twitter of, you know, him hanging out with his grandkids, which is great. If you know, he's unplugging from football for the first time in like 50 years of his life, great. More power to him. But I think Ed Donatell, as it goes to the 2022 Vikings, has a good little scheme here, and they're switching things up, and they're going to come up with unique ways to get after the quarterback. And yeah, the Vikings defense has to be a lot better in 2022 if they're indeed going to be a playoff team. You mentioned how, you know, a lot of fans were upset during the draft that they made those two trades. Obviously, the Detroit one, and then the second one with Green Bay. Did those trades irk you at all? Like, or were you just kind of looking at the fact that the Vikings still got value, still got Lewis Cine, still were able to accumulate more draft picks? How did those trades in the division sit with you?
Yeah, I think at the time they definitely irked me, but seeing what we got out of it, and Lewis Cine and Andrew Booth too. I mean, I'm okay with it for the time being. You know, I think there was a lot made of maybe we go wide receiver, and you know, that didn't happen early on, at least. I think we got Jalen Naylor eventually, but they don't irk me like they used to. I think that's some general sentiment around a lot of people I've talked to as well. At the time, it was like, how did they do this? And now it's like, right. Oh, all right, it's all right.
You know, I don't ever hate it that much in like baseball. I think it gets like overblown in baseball a lot. Like, oh, we have to play that guy, you know, 18 times a year. It's like, well, maybe you're playing another team's 148 times a year. Like those are the majority of the games. Yeah. I think what from the fans' scary standpoint is, or their fear standpoint is, well, they also, the Lions, the Packers, that is, like, took wide receivers with those picks. So like they took skill position guys who could eventually like burn the Vikings like for a long time. You know, I feel like if they took a tackle, or if they took a linebacker, or even like a running back, like I don't think we would have that big of a fear, because they're not going to make like that big of an impact against the Vikings. But there is like that little bit of Vikings, I don't know if it's like perpetual fear of Jameis Williams just going to be like bawling against the Vikings defense. I don't trust Jared Goff, but like I could see a scenario where eventually like he just blossoms and torches the Vikings defense, and that is the thing that scares me. But I tend to agree with you. Like, if it's the best value and the Vikings are still going to be better in the long run of it, make a trade in your division. Like, it's not going to be the end of the world. It's not going to ruin your season or your future years by any means. Mac, before I ask you about your favorite Vikings teams, a quick reminder of the 3M Open, which is July 18th through the 24th at TPC Twin Cities here in Blaine. You can get your tickets at 3M.com/tickets, 3MOpen.com/tickets. Kids 15 and under with a paid adult a ticket get in for free. 3M.com/tickets. I'm curious about your best Vikings team that you've ever seen, Mac. So I didn't ask you how old you were. I became a Vikings fan, as you probably have heard before, around like 2000. So 41 Donut was the first like conscious season that I remember. And then I've seen some pretty good teams so far. I've seen some bad teams as well. So I'm curious, what is the best Vikings team that you have seen in your lifetime?
Yeah, so you said you became a fan in 2000. I was born in 1997. So
okay.
For how long I've been around, right, I think a lot of people would probably say 1998 would be the obvious answer. You know, Randy Moss, Chris Carter. But, you know, for the history that I actually remember, I would say 2009 was the best team I've ever seen. And, you know, such an exciting ride that year. You know, Brett Favre threw, I think, something like 33 touchdowns, like five to seven picks. I can't remember which. Sidney Rice had, you know, over 1,000 yards. Adrian Peterson had, I think, 18 touchdowns, which was the best in his career. So I think this team for me, and I know there's 2017, but I think this one for me is tough to top just with the talent. You know, Jared Allen on the defense, I think he had something like 13 or 14 sacks. And I mean, I think that team was almost destined for the Super Bowl. And, you know, they lost to the Saints with that game winning kick. And I think the next year was the year that they actually changed the rule to give both teams the opportunity to score in overtime. So that was a little kick. But yeah, that one's tough to top for me. I don't know if you feel the same way.
Yeah, it's probably 09. I mean, you know, 2017 was random, right? Like that, no one really saw that coming. And when you really just dissect how that team became 13-3, you know, with Case Keenum taking things over, they lost Dalvin Cook after the first four games. Just things were so strange and everything kind of fell into place. And obviously the Minneapolis miracle, I think, also kind of even heightens that season to a new degree. Like if they lost to the Saints, do we look at that 13-3 team as a true, like, legitimate team that was going to win the Super Bowl? 09, to your point, was so much fun. I know you were still pretty young at that time, but you were still like, what, you were 11, 12 years old. So like you were still like kind of gravitating towards that first real feel of being a Vikings fan. So I know exactly what that feels like. And yeah, I thought when Brett Favre came here, same thing. I thought Super Bowl, and for him to throw across his body, I was just, when he did it and they ended, obviously then to your point, lost on the field goal, I wasn't sad, but I was just so mad. I was like inside just, and I was very quiet about the whole thing. Cause they were obviously right there. They outscored them, outpossessed them, you know, outgained them. And horrible turnovers and a bad decision by Brett Favre just absolutely shipwrecked their chance of going to the Super Bowl. Did you cry, Mac? Did you cry when you saw that happen?
I think I did shed at least a tear. I don't remember for sure, but I know I was devastated.
Yeah, I feel like even in 2017, like I was just depressed. Like that was just such an ass kicking from Philadelphia. Like it was just it wasn't fun, you know. To lose like that was not fun. Like I would rather take, honestly, the 09 heartbreak of a intense, close, back and forth haymaker game over the drubbing that happened in Philadelphia. I would say, yeah, 09's up there. You know what's so weird is, like, the 2018 Vikings on paper, you know, in Kirk's first year here, was supposed to be so damn good, and they were a top 10 offense, they were a top 10 defense, like they had all the pieces, but they couldn't win the big game. They couldn't get themselves over the hump. Talent wise, like that 2018 team does stack up with those other two teams, you know, and I know that might sound crazy to compare Kirk to prime Brett Favre, but those were two really good teams.
That was tough. I was in Minnesota actually watching the game with my late grandfather against the Bears, and all they had to do was to win at home, and they couldn't do it. And that was another tough moment.
And against like a B squad Bears team, like if that was a really, and I know that Bears team won the division, but if that Bears team who threw out all their slappies and the Vikings couldn't figure out a way to do it, I know their defense was still good, but like, come on. Yeah. That one stunk. I think that's like the first kind of black eye and unfortunate kind of like a precursor of the Kirk Cousins era. Like, can't win the big game, can't get over the hump. And here we are with just a playoff win. I mean, he deserves credit for that win over the Saints, but still just one playoff win to show for it since he's come here. So hopefully in 2022 is different. Hopefully this is a different season for the Vikes this year. Yeah. We just want to win a Super Bowl before we die. That's all we want to see. So I don't blame you. Mac, any last shout outs you want to give before we wrap up here on Vikings Event Line?
Yeah, I think I want to shout out my two brothers, Duncan and Campbell. They're both huge Vikings fans as well. Duncan's a lot less optimistic than Campbell is. Campbell loves Kirk Cousins. He loved Mike Zimmer. just optimism in every part of the Vikings organization. But, you know, I love watching games with them and talking Vikings. So, yeah, I just want to shout them out, and hopefully we can all see that Super Bowl before we die.
Yeah, that's all we want. I mean, I'm 30 years old at the end of the year, and I know that's still a lot of young, a lot of other older fans who are double my age. Judd, who's in his 50s, I've never seen one either. Just one. You know, we've seen Cubs win the World Series, right? We've seen random teams in the NFL. The Bengals, for God's sakes, got to the Super Bowl last year. Just please, one Super Bowl before we die. That's all we really ask for. Mac, thanks for so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it. Great Vikings takes. Come on during this season with Mackie, Judd, and myself. We'll talk about it then. Appreciate you, dude. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I love the podcast. I'm going to listen every day. Continue to do that.
Awesome, man. Thank you, Mac. Appreciate it. Vikings Vent Line, hit me up, vikingsventline@gmail.com if you want to join a future show. We'll be back on Monday.